It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me this morning, I've got a couple of people from the Southeastern Utah Health Department. I've got Chet Ingram. He's the Director of Emergency Preparedness, and Sarah Braby, the Director of Nursing. And, you know, with the cooler weather coming, that means one thing and one thing only. It's getting closer. We're in flu season. We'll find that out for sure here in just a second. And they always do flu shot clinics and those kinds of things. But they're also doing something on Halloween, and we're going to speak to that as well. A lot of great events going on down at the health department. Chet and Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
So let's dive right in. And Sarah, we're going to start with you and talk about, you know, the flu and flu shot clinics and that sort of thing. Are we in flu season yet?
So we have not started a lot of flu cases yet, but we are in the beginning of it. So October is a great time to get your flu shot. Down at the health department, we have vaccines for ages 6 months and up. We have a high dose flu for adults 65 and older, so we can cover all ages of people that want the shot.
And that is always the thing, you know, if you're going to get, you know, if you don't have really anything wrong with, you're normally pretty healthy, it's always still good to get a flu shot, isn't it?
Yes. It's a great idea, great habit, great thing to teach your kids. It helps you lessen the symptoms. It helps you stay well during the winter months.
And do we want to put something to rest right now? Can the flu shot make you sick?
The flu shot does not make you sick. We cover this a lot with people. So the flu shot that you get covers the strains that they think are going to be the most popular. You can get another strain of flu, but the shot helps you lessen the symptoms. It helps your immunity build so that you are prepared.
Right. And that's, I think, another thing to let people know. The flu shot does not necessarily mean that you won't get the flu, right?
Right. Exactly. You still can get it, but it will help build the immunity so it doesn't affect you as much.
All right. And you guys have flu shot clinics down there at your offices all the time, or is it just a pop-in? Somebody can walk in and get a flu shot?
So they can walk in, but we have scheduled times, so they don't have to make appointments. So in Price at our office, we have clinic Monday. We do it all day, so 8 to 12 and then 1 to 4:30. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we do 3 to 4:30. In our Castle Dell office, we do Mondays 3 to 4:30. They can come and get a flu shot. If they need a time outside of those hours, we're happy to make appointments.
Okay, so if anybody has questions, they can just call down there.
Yes.
And that kind of thing.
Yep.
And set that all up. And you were saying that there are other shots and other vaccinations that you guys offer down there as well, right?
Yeah, so some new vaccines that we started doing this year are the shingles vaccine. We offer the pneumonia vaccines. There's two types that older adults should have. And then we have meningitis, HPV vaccines. We have all kinds of other vaccines that we can talk to you about. If anyone has questions, they can just ask to speak with a nurse. We're happy to go through those with them.
All right. And as a way to, you know, maybe get more people out and do this, you guys are doing something really fun on Halloween, aren't you?
Yes, we are really excited. We're doing a Halloween drive-through this year.
And we're going to let Chet talk about that. Chet, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
So let's talk about this Halloween. You don't really call it a trunk or treat because nobody really has to get out of their car for this one. So that's even more convenient, right?
Right, yep. We're doing a drive-through style trick-or-treating event. It's going to be on Halloween Day. We're going to do it from 12 to 4. And with that, we're going to do a drive-through from 12 to 1 for people that don't want to trick-or-treat. These are people that have mobility issues, that have a harder time getting in and out of places. They'll be able to pull up, go through our drive-through, have a flu shot administered, and be on their way. With that, though, with the drive-through, we're going to be super excited about it. We're going to have people out doing car seat checks, and we're going to be giving away a booster seat through that. We're going to be passing out candy, different fun items. We're going to do a coloring contest that kids will get a box of crayons and a coloring sheet. They'll be able to color it, bring it back in, and then we'll do a drawing at the end of November where they're able to get a basket with different items in it for coloring. So again, that's going to be on October 31st from 12 to 4, and then 12 to 1 specifically for people that are not trick-or-treating.
But if you want to, if you can go really all day and get flu shots and those kinds of things as well, right?
Yep, absolutely. And we're happy to help anybody. You know, that's our main goal is getting these flu shots, getting people through. So as people go through the trunk or treat or the trick or treat event, they'll drive through. They'll have an option to not have flu shots, but we're encouraging people to finish driving through. Get your flu shots. they'll be able to finish the trick-or-treat event after getting a flu shot and follow out. We're going to try and make it as quick and painless as possible for people. Just make it super convenient and get people vaccinated and on their way.
So head on down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're doing it early because it is on a Monday and everybody's out of school early, right?
Yep.
So
yep,
that's one of the gems and the good things about this. So go on down on Halloween Day, starting at noon, you said, right? And yep, running till about 4.
Yep. From noon to 4 on Halloween Day. We also are going to do a clinic at our Emory office on October 17th that will be from 1 to 4 as well, as a drive-through style clinic for people to come through and get their vaccinations as well.
So if you've got any questions about either of these clinics, you can give them a call down at the health department. Sarah, I'm going to put you on the spot. What's the number?
In Price, it is 435-637-3671. And in Emory County, it is 435-381-2252.
All right. Chet Ingram, Director of Emergency Preparedness, and Sarah Braby, Director of Nursing with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. This is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a big event down there.
Yeah, we're super excited, and thank you for having us.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.